Coming up next is Faded Phantom.
Faded Phantom with Soon from Thumbelina.
Is this one that you know, Jeffers?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this one that you
know? Do you
know this one? No, I don't. Ah! I've seen the movie and I have it on VHS. I'm not hugely familiar with it.
Okay, that's better than you've been doing thus far with your first ones.
My first songs, I'm just like, what in the world? So I have heard this like once or twice in my life when I was a kid. So Faded, this was very, very pretty and sweet sounding. And I like this higher part of your range because I know, I think it was like Perform It last season. Whenever you did the Lazy song, there's that lower part that kind of isn't the greatest to hear, I guess. But like, I really like this part of your range that's very sweet and innocent sounding. My only negative notes were that your vibrato was just occasionally a little shaky, and some of the highest notes, you hit the note, but like you could kind of slightly hear you were pushing the air and such to hit that note. Like you hit it fine, but like you can just hear it. You're like, gotta hit it, gotta get there. But like overall, Fede, I thought this was very good. Zoe?
For me, I actually would have liked it to be a little pitched down because I thought maybe it was getting a little too high for her at times. For me, it sometimes I feel like it was almost going to get a little shouty and I think you worded it better that she was just pushing the air out a bit more. And for some of the parts, I would have liked a bit more gentleness, naiveness, or innocence. Innocence. Okay. Just like a little bit more.
Zell wants naughtiness. What are you, me or Maddie?
Yeah, that's about it. Bambi.
Well, once again,
Bambi knows the song better than I do.
Once again, oh yeah, Thumbelina was like one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. Like, especially at this part. There were chunks, but I actually had to like rewatch a couple of chunks of it last night because I couldn't remember certain chunks of the movie. Like the "You're Beautiful, Babe." I totally forgot that song even existed. "You're Beautiful, Babe."
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
The Vito Bugsby song.
Yeah. Which I realized that I was like, that is totally not Gilbert Godfrey singing that song at all. It doesn't even sound anything remotely like Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, it's not him.
Like, it doesn't sound, like, the vocal singer just sounds absolutely nothing like the speaking singer. But I digress.
Quest of Camelot.
I have to say that I am definitely on the same page with Zelina again on this one. Like, my biggest thing with it was I really wanted some more, like, innocence and meekness to the character and, like, just yearning for the love. I think it just needed a better emotional clarity on the song. Not necessarily connection, but clarity. Because I feel like there was emotion there, but I don't know if it came out like it needs to be punched a little bit more and a little bit more, like, I guess not obvious, but at the same time obvious of what you were, like, your motivation behind your singing, I guess, is what I was thinking. And I could agree also with Jeffers about the vibrato being a little shaky, but this is a very vibrato heavy song, so I can kind of understand why she went that route, but it was a little shakier than, it was a little less controlled than I would have liked. And yeah, I'm done.
All right. Zoe, anything to add?
Thumbelina's awesome.
Thumbelina is awesome. Except there's parts of it that kind of are like weird. But the animation at times in it is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So up next is Sharp Cookies.
Right, and that was Sharp Cookies with Journey to the Past. Another Anastasia double, it's the first Anastasia double. Well, first of all, I adore this backtrack because this one has the wood blocks in the background.
I love those wood blocks.
And a lot of the backtracks don't have that, and it just surprises me. What was I going to say? Movement at the beginning of the track. Like, you didn't cut that out, or is you moving to your mic, or you moving your microphone, something like that. You were very staccato with stuff at the end of the song. You had a lot of pitchy problems. And your last belt, you were starting to lose it, because it started to get pitchy as well. There's something I've been noticing about your volume. The levels, they fade louder, or there's some kind of weird, like, shift in volume levels that I just can't figure out how it happens. Because it, like, faded louder, if that makes any sense. I like some of the performance aspects, like some of the little, I think there was a gasp in there. I overall think it was a little, the song's a little high for you, and sometimes you started to get a little breathy. And Bring Me Home, you got off pitch. I think you went flat, I can't remember. And also you had a lyrical error, which is, let it lead me to my past. You said, let this lead me to my past.
It's not as big. It's not as big an error as past lyrical errors she's had, though. So
right,
it's forgivable.
Right. And MB.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, see, there is a legit track out there for this. See, we said it before, and this is proof that there is. I don't know why you sang Anastasia again, because you did Once Upon a December, and I feel like kind of sticking with the same thing is kind of like, I don't know, pinholing yourself into something. I would have preferred you sing something like not Anastasia, since you already
sung. Did she do this last season with Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, she sang like three songs from like Beauty and the Beast, and it's like I want you to like broaden your mind and your thing a little bit. Like, it's, I don't know, I just, like, we're giving you the chance to sing from so many movies, and you sang from a movie you already sang from. Like, that's what, like, stood out for me, like, on the song choice alone. Now, the vocals could have been louder in the beginning, but then, like Zelina said, like, it seemed like they faded into a correct area, which was odd. Like, but the very beginning vocals were definitely way too soft. There was, like, the first half of the song, I was like, this is not half bad, but then the second half, you really lost it pitch-wise, and, like, every time you were holding a long note, they were going sour, or they were starting sour, and then it started getting nasal, and I just don't think, Cookies, that, like, I really love your voice, but you do not have a voice that is made for belty songs like this. Like, you do not have a strong belt. You are much better at, like, songs like Once Upon a December, when you did that, that are, like, softer and a little more, like, showy of the
ballady,
not necessarily ballady, but just less belty. Because, like, I'm sorry, Cookies, but I just don't think you have a very solid belt. Your belt is a little shaky, and in a song like this where it's all about the belting in the second half of it, it just floundered very quickly, and I really was not a, like, the first half I was okay with it, but the second half kind of killed it for me. Jeffers?
Well, I kind of disagree that she can't do belt, because I've heard her belt better. But I agree that it was not good in this song, but I disagree that she can't do belting. But
I didn't say that she can't belt. I just said that she doesn't have a strong belt for a song like this. Like, I've heard her belt before, but like she doesn't have a strong power belt, I guess it would be more what I'm looking for, like what I'm trying to say. Like, I've heard her belt, but power belting and belting is like a step up from belt. Like, power belt is a step up from belts, and I don't think she has a strong power belt.
Okay. Cookies, I agree with them on the second half not being as strong as the first half. But I think your emotion and performance as a whole was better than Rochelle's, so that was good. But, like, it was just not consistent throughout the song. And that's basically, I think her belting needed more, like, breath support, personally. It sounded kind of, like, not crackly, but, like, throaty. I keep using that word, even though it's not
throaty.
Proper, but it sounded throaty and and strained belting. But that's all.
I was just gonna just add a little note. For me, sometimes Liz Callaway is up there with Lea Salonga sometimes.
Yeah, well, Liz Callaway is like the go-to. Lea Salonga can't reprise this role, someone call up Liz Callaway.
Exactly.
All right, so you guys done?
Yes,
I'm done.
There's silence. Right. I hear frogs, so that means we're done.
Okay. Up next is Read to Me.
Who is immune? Thank you.
single thread in the tapestry, though its colors brightly shine, can never see its purpose in the pattern of the grand design. And the stone that sits on the very top of the mountain's mighty face, does it think it's more important than the stones that form the base? So how can you see what your life is worth or where your value lies? You can never see through the eyes of man. You must look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's eyes. A lake of gold in the desert sand is less than a cool fresh spring, and to one lost sheep a shepherd boy is greater than the richest king. If a man loses everything he owns, has he truly lost his worth? Or is it the beginning of a new and brighter birth? So how do you measure the worth of a man in wealth or strength or size? In how much he gained or how much he gave? The answer will come. The answer will come to him who tries to look at his life through heaven's eyes. And that's why we share all we have with you, though this little to be found. When all you got is nothing, there's a lot to go around. No life can escape being blown about by the winds of change and chance. And though you never knew all the steps, you must learn to join the dance. You must learn to join the dance. By what he builds or buys, you can never see with your eyes on earth. Look through heaven's eyes. Look at your life. Look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's eyes.
And that was a read to me with Through Heaven's Eyes. Gee, this kind of sounds familiar. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. could it be that now we've had two Jews sing this song? All we need is Monica to sing this song. We've got a perfect trio.
Wait, did Russ sing this?
This was Russ's song for this exact theme last season.
Really?
Yeah.
I completely don't remember that for some reason.
I totally remember. That's how I remembered this song, because Reed was looking for suggestions for things, and I was like, well, Russ did that song last season, Through Heaven's Eyes. And I was like, oh, I love this song. And I was like, yeah, I figured you would. You Jews, you. Jews of alike, stick together.
The low range men of EH, stick together.
I knew he was going to sing this. I knew it. I kind of was hoping he was going to go with Toxic Love, but he went with this. So at the end of the day, I guess I'm happy, because then we didn't have a repeat Toxic Love. But Reed, I really liked your energy on this a lot. Like, I thought that this was probably, like, the most energetic song of the night. Like, you were really into, like, the character and the joy of the song. And I thought this had, like, really good personality to it compared to others that we've heard tonight. And I really just, I liked it overall. I didn't have any issues really with mixing. It could have been maybe the vocals a little louder in the beginning. But other than that, I thought it was overall a very good job. Jeffers?
Yet another movie I have not seen.
Thank God it's the only Prince of Egypt, unlike last season.
I don't think I was even judging that night, actually. I think that was the 1 week I was gone. Let's see. Reed. I agree with Amby. This is a good choice for your range. And he had really great energy, and the performance was there. I don't know. I like laughed really badly when he started with the la la lies though. I don't know what he was doing, but it just sounded extremely funny, and like that happened every time it came up. But I like this read.
I'm scared to say my first note because Amber already kind of said it.
But it's really funny to say it.
A Jew reprise of this song.
Zing.
So yeah, my second note is must kill children. But then I realized
that's fantastic, Zelina. Remind me never to let you babysit when I eventually have kids.
And Zoe, you're talking to like the father here.
Oh, wait. Is that right, Amby? I don't remember this movie.
No. I mean, like, Reed has kids.
Oh.
Reed's daughter is auditioned for X Factor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
What?
Okay, yeah, no killing kids. Not bad. The la 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 la's were nice in the first, but I really liked them the second time you did them with the laugh. The laugh was amazing. I was like, that is an awesome laugh. And then the joy and the la la la's, I was like, so awesome right there. And I think I like your interpretation of the song better than Russ's, if I'm allowed to say that.
I have to agree.
Because you had so much joy in this one.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, it was so joyful.
Sure. It was like, it's like Small World After All joyful, but not as annoying.
Nothing is as annoying as Small World After All joyful. Except maybe one little spark joyful.
One little spark.
Oh, shut the hell up.
On a happier note, last up tonight is Lash.
Dancing bears, painted wings, things I almost remember, and a song someone sings once upon a December. Someone holds me safe and warm, horses prance through storm, figures dancing gracefully across my memory.
And that was Lash with Once Upon a December from Anastasia. And unfortunately, it's really sad to say that was also Lash's last song on the show as well, because she is unfortunately dropping the show from next week.
But she was at least not a weak-minded loser and didn't just say I'm dropping the show, bye, peaced out. She actually turned something in and said I'm turning in, but I'm dropping. So I totally give her respect for that.
That was really good. Yes. Words from Abby.
Yeah. So we're not going to critique this, but I'm going to say if you weren't dropping Lash, I think you would have been safe.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You
totally would have been safe.
So we're sorry to see you go, Lash. And
I know.
Sad.
Shucks. All right. So on to results.
Yeah.
Okay. So who won for you guys?
Reed won for me.
Yeah, Reed was number one for me.
Okay.
La 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 la.
You're safe and already immune, so you don't need
it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You didn't need it.
You didn't need but he still won.
Mm-hmm.
And to Ambi.
Oh, I get to do the next save? Okay.
Started the app, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah. Nani was my next one.
Okay. Let's see. Next I have Clary.
Next I have Maddie.
Next I have Faded.
Next I have Omi.
Next I have, who did we not say yet? Rachelle.
Okay, so
the bottom three were Cookies, Valk, and Genesis. And I'm going to save, Valk.
And I would save Sharp Cookie. So Genesis would have been cut, but thankfully Lash is dropping, so we are not cutting anyone. So you're also safe, Genesis.
But this is, we still ranked you all just so you knew where you stood. So you know going into next week, where you have to, up your game. So.
Yes.
Be thankful for Lash, Genesis, because you would have gone home tonight if it wasn't for Lash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're on to, I'm sure what everybody's been waiting for, the pairs for the duets for this theme. Dun, dun, dun. And, so just going to go right on into it, I guess. So, pairs are going to be, who wants to do them? Do you want me to do them? Just read them off?
Should we do one at a time, or? No, I think one person should do
Okay, I'll just read them all off. Okay, so the pairs are going to be, and we'll send an email about this, ASAP, probably as soon as this episode airs, because, you need as much time as you can with each other.
Contact info and all that.
Yeah, we will give each other your contact info, find each other on Skype, email each other, whatever you need to do. So the pairs are going to be Faded and Cookies, Reed and Valk, Nani and Omi, Clary and JC, Genesis, sorry, I have JC written here, I write JC for short, and then the last pair is going to be Rochelle and Maddie. So those are the duet pairings. You can sing any song from Disney as a duet. It doesn't necessarily have to originally be a duet. You can take a solo song and make it into a duet if you choose to, or you can just go with the legit duet route. So yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a love song.
Yeah, that was last season. It doesn't have to be a love song this season. Though most duets are love songs.
Yes. Praying for no quadruples.
If anybody sings If I Never Knew You, I'm going to cut some. I'm going to kick a puppy. Come here, Poncho.
He's sleeping right now. Well, get him now while you're at it.
No.
Oh, my. All right.
So then, the immunity reminder is Howard Ashman songs. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anything Howard Ashman. It's all good. In the hood.
And I think that's all, right?
That is all. So we're done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good night.
Night.
Good night.